You're listening to the In Demand podcast. In Demand.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James, and tonight, pleasure to be joined on the phone from New York, a longtime collaborator, producer, and friend of Amy Winehouse. Hello, Mr. Mark Ronson.
Hello.
How are you, dude?
I'm okay. How are you?
Really well. So you're in New York at the moment.
Actually, I'm in London, but that's cool.
Oh, right, you're in London. Okay.
Whichever one you want to think of me.
Let's just imagine you in a snowy New York right now, perhaps.
No.
Okay, so this week sees the release of Lioness, Hidden Treasures. Can you tell me start by telling me about the evolution of the album, how it was first proposed, how you're involved, and how it evolved from its initial inception?
Well, Darkest, you know, who was really close with Amy, who, you know, signed her to Island and was there when we were making Back to Black, he had told me that they were making a record, and I kind of had mixed feelings about it, to be honest. It was a bit soon for me to be listening to her voice and working on music, and I said no a few times, and then he sort of kept chasing me down, and then I listened to the vocal of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow for the track we did together, and I thought it was an amazing vocal, and I thought it was a little bit of a last chance to get to make something special together, and that was it.
Were you sat on any material that hadn't been privy to the record company at this point? Did they come to you and ask you to release anything?
Well, I had one version. I had the original version that we'd done of Valerie, which, you know, on that day when we recorded Valerie for my Virgin album, we did a slower one that was a bit more soulful, and then at the last minute we kind of recorded the one that, you know, that was the single for me, and this was the original one, you know, that's now on Lioness. This is the one that she always likes more. If you've ever seen her perform live, she does it a lot closer to this version. So, you know, I had that, and I knew that the things that we had together were not questionably half completed or anything that, you know, she wouldn't have wanted out. So, you know, these are all finished songs.
Not many people would know what Amy was like when she was working on stuff, apart from if you were there at that moment. So before we play the version of Valerie that's on Lioness, could you just give us maybe a brief insight into what she was like as a recording artist when her mind was on the job?
She was brilliant. I mean, she would go in and she only needed to sing the song once down. I mean, I would always have her sing it two or three times, because then I'd take my favorite bits of each individual one, and that's what would become the finished vocal that you'd hear. But she, you know, when we made Back to Black, she was this kind of fountain of inspiration. She had all these songs coming out, and we wrote and demoed all the stuff in about 7 or 8 days.
Yes, how fast worker, 7 or 8 days. That's amazing. Mark, could you introduce the first track we're going to play from Lioness? This is your new version, well, the original version, so to speak, of the massive hit Valerie.
Yeah, this is Valerie, 1968 version by Amy Winehouse.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand tonight, joined on the phone from London, or we're imagining New York, by the brilliant Mark Ronson to talk about the new Amy Winehouse release. Mark, the context of the songs on the album aren't what people might expect. These are pretty much musical snippets from the life of Amy between the albums. Were you ever, when you were working with her, fazed by the success of Frank and Back to Black in terms of how you set your mind on new material?
Well, we didn't really get to work too much on stuff after Back to Black. And while we were making Back to Black, I don't think there was a huge expectation. I think Amy had some critical acclaim on Frank and sort of modest success. And I hadn't really ever had any success. I had one hit with Uwe, but us in the studio wasn't really anything that anyone was really checking for or had any huge expectations for. And I think that that's why we were left alone to make the stuff that we liked, and we didn't really have much interference. And I think that's why what came out was quite honest, genuine music, and that's why you're always surprised when, you know, it becomes as successful as it does. I mean, I think that she was definitely affected by the success of Back to Back in a way that probably had a bit to do with her procrastinating and starting the next record, because you think, wow, how do I follow up something that was that huge? But I know it's just not like she was one of those artists that you ever felt she only had one good record in them or two. You know, you knew that she was going to keep having really amazing songs.
One of the songs that you've produced on this album is Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? And this is the Amy's recording of Carole King's classic song. We're going to play that now. Can you tell us a bit about the track, why it was so special to Amy?
When I would go over to Amy's house, the only CD she'd have would be sort of 60s girl group stuff like the Shirelles and the Shangri-Las, and then, you know, Mos Def and Nas. You know, she kind of had this thing. It was either 60s girl groups and 90s hip-hop and pretty much very little in between. And I just thought, you know, it's one of the most covered songs of all time. It's really a classic song, and I just wanted to find a way to do something that in the arrangement that would be that I know Amy would have loved, and it puts a little bit of a new spin on the song, and that's how we did it.
Could you introduce it for us now, Mark?
Yeah, here is Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by Amy Winehouse.
In Demand.
In Demand tonight, joined on the phone by Mark Ronson to talk about the new Amy Winehouse release. We're going to let you go in a sec, Mark. Let's just, firstly, before we chat about Amy a little bit more, what are you working on at the moment? Can you let us into the life of Ronson? What's going on?
I've just finished producing a new album for Rufus Wainwright, which is actually the first time that all the same musicians that played on the Back to Black album. It's the first time, you know, we've done another album for a singer. And so that's just been finished. And then I'm working on the song with KTB for the Olympics, the theme song for the London Olympics. So we're nearly finished with that.
That's pretty special, isn't it? How did that come about?
Well, Coca-Cola asked us to come up with a song. And then what I did was I traveled around the world recording all these Olympic athletes as they were training. And, you know, recording their heartbeats, the sounds they make when they're competing, performing, practicing, and then use them to make the track, like, you know, the drums and stuff. And then Katie came and wrote this great song over the top of it.
Does that mean you're confirmed to appear at the opening ceremony?
I think that I might get to run with a torch.
Wow. That is going to be... the pressure would be on. I'd be just so scared of tripping up and making a total douche of myself on TV in front of millions of people.
I've accepted that probably might happen anyway, but I'm going to wear like the 70s style, the really short shorts.
Wear sensible shoes, that's what my mum would say, and then you reduce the risk of falling over. We're going to play one more track off Lioness very soon. If we could set one major rumour to rest, did you guys have a Bond theme nailed for Quantum of Solace? Is that true?
We worked for about a week, but we didn't really come up with anything, and there was so much pressure on, because obviously it's like boyhood dream of anyone to either... Or when you figure out that you're probably never going to be James Bond, at least to get to do a song for one of the movies, but... We didn't get anything together in time, and it wasn't a point where we really were, I guess, we didn't have a rhythm. It was too much pressure to get it going, and it didn't happen.
Mark, totally appreciate you chatting to us this evening on In Demand. Absolute pleasure to have you on the phone. Lioness Hidden Treasures out now, with money as well going to the Amy Winehouse Foundation, which is a great, great thing. Mark, could you introduce the version of Tears Dry that's on the album for us now?
Yes, here it is. Tears Dry from the Lioness album by Amy Winehouse. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.